Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, how about this? Hey, I was wondering, coming to us from Tanya all the way from Seattle.
Wow, that's cool.
That is cool.
Huh.
That is cool.
I've always wanted to go there.
Well, you got plenty of time. You can do
that.
Awesome. Hey, Eric, hello. Long-time listener relocated to Seattle. Love the podcasts. There you go. Anyway, my question is, now that Melissa and Zoom Jim are officially together. Are you officially together?
Yeah.
Okay. need a couple names, don't they? Like Kimmy or Kimmy or Kimmy?
Kimye.
Kimye.
Yeah, it's is Kimye, but she spelled it K-Y-M-I-E. Kimye.
That's all, yeah.
Kimye. Or Benifer. That's an easier one.
Uh-huh. There
Remember
you go.
That one?
Yeah.
I was wondering, what would that be? I'm not an expert, but I gave it a try. I've settled on Jamissa or Me Jim. Mm. Unless Jim is short for James, then I need to reconfigure all this. Any other options anybody can think of? Thanks, Tanya.
Well, that's fun. I never even considered it.
Well, Tanya did.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. So, yes, you're still with Zoom Jim?
I'm still with him, and yeah.
He didn't dress you this morning, so Violetta had to. Just a second. Violetta was putting Melissa's top on her.
Oh, weird.
Oh,
it was weird.
No. Well, do you ever have that button in the top and the back right behind your
Men
neck
have
where you
no
can't...
shirts oh, where we have buttons
that
in the back
doesn't
by
exist.
Our neck.
Well,
doesn't exist.
Have you ever had to help a woman do that? That little button back there on the neck, the
probably,
top?
Probably.
And then I can't reach it, so
gotcha.
I sometimes try and I can get it, but most of the time I can't, so I need
a
Violetta.
It's a frustrating little button.
It is. Yeah. Frustrating one.
Totally.
Anybody have any thoughts on the single name for the relationship? You know, like when Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner were together and they called that Bennifer. You get the idea. See what they did there?
Yeah.
Now, Zoom Jim and Melissa. I wonder if we could use Zoom. Zoomissa?
Zalissa.
Zalissa.
Oh.
Which sounds like a drug that you'd take after Rinvoque.
It does.
If Ozempic and Rinvoque don't work, try Zalissa.
Oh, my God. It does.
312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Those are two pretty standard names, so it seems like something should work there, right? So far, I do like Jamissa the most.
Yeah, that's the one that I like the most, too. But I didn't even think about using the Zoom part, which could also work.
Right.
So,
anybody
I'd be interested in hearing.
I know many of you are trying to combine it in your head, and hopefully you're more creative than we are, because I got nothing. I got nothing here. Thank God Tanya out there in Seattle listening on the podcast figured this out. 312-233-1019. What do you do with the Zoom Jim and Melissa? 312-233-1019. You think the best option is what, T?
Jalissa.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds very French.
Sounds like an actual name.
Jalissa.
Jalissa.
I got to write that one down.
Not to be confused with your suggestion, Wendy. Wendy.
But, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, welcome to the big show.
Sorry.
That's all right.
How about Jamel?
Jamel. Another French one.
Oh, my gosh. These are so good.
Jamel. That might actually work okay for you, Melissa, because you like everything French. You like French fries and smoking. So that works
French
out.
French love the smoking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Is Zoom Jim big on the smoking bits, too? Does he love those? You guys, like, sit around and talk about smoking?
No.
How is Pat with all this, by the way? Smoking Pat.
Pat's pretty upset.
I'll bet.
He's hit the smokes hard since this whole thing started.
Gosh.
You know that.
He's like three packs a day right now.
I like this option. Jane, you've chosen what?
How does Zumgurin sound?
Zumgurin.
Oh, going last name.
Yeah, really? That's
Zumgurin. Yeah. That might work.
Or Zagurin.
Yeah, that might work.
I like it. Not bad.
You can put that on a T-shirt. On the back of the TV. You guys could have matching like bowling shirts with that on the back.
I like matching outfits.
Yeah.
I almost started
satin
doing that.
Jackets, matching like yellow satin jackets with that on the back.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I think I'd do that.
Just something to think about. A Halloween movie that stands out to you, Melissa?
I mean, I have a few. I was thinking about which one I would try to narrow it down to, but I might just have to go like something old and classic, like a Freddy Krueger or something like that.
Like which one?
That's
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street, or something like old and classic that's really creepy.
There's not a lot of new Halloween movies, so a lot of the older movies make them. They get, one every couple of years a new one comes out.
Exactly. Right?
I think of Friday the 13th or Halloween.
Okay. Violetta?
I like Double Toil and Trouble with the Olsen twins.
There you go. Yeah. One of my favorites.
Very scary. Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, the Olsen twins are scary. They scare me in general.
And really rich, apparently.
Yeah, or Halloween Town on Disney Channel.
Halloween Town.
Yeah.
At number three, when it comes to scary movies, a Halloween movie, John, an iconic one.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, that one's so pretty.
Oh, that's just to be so weird.
Beetlejuice comes in on this list of the most iconic Halloween movies of all time, in at number five.
It does?
Number five. You surprised?
He's a little late. I am.
Yeah.
Oh.
Number five. Hi, Danny, at number two.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Forgot about that one. That one's weird,
It can go as a Halloween or a Christmas movie.
It really can. That does not make the list.
Okay.
Of the most iconic Halloween movies of all time. And finally, in at number one, Swanee tells me, hands down, this is our number one answer on the phone of all the calls that you've said. Rachel?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus freaking Pocus.
Yeah, that is so good, wow. But it comes up all the time. I've been seeing so much of it lately.
Would you believe Hocus Pocus does not make the list of the most iconic Halloween movies? I know, most iconic Halloween movies of all time, according to a survey by 2,000 people by Tubi.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't even make the list.
Are they doing a remake of that? Didn't you say something, Violetta, about that the other day?
It was on trending on Twitter they're doing that on Freeform's 31 Nights of Halloween, and they play it like a lot. So maybe that's where you're seeing it.
That's where I keep seeing it.
Yep. This is the number one most iconic Halloween movie of all time, with 46% of the vote finished in the top spot. This movie right here.
Oh. Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, that's
Halloween
it.
And Halloween. 46% of people chose that. Number two, with 24%, was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, okay.
Followed by Scream.
Yeah.
The Exorcist. Beetlejuice. Friday the 13th. Carrie.
That's an original.
That one is,
Rocky Horror Picture Show, Child's Play,
all right.
The Shining, The Conjuring, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Psycho, A Quiet Place.
That's not one that made the list.
John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Wow.
Night of the Living Dead, It.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still waiting.
The Blair Witch Project, The Witch, Saw, and Poltergeist. That's the whole list right there.
Where's The Ring?
No Ring.
Where's Signs?
What?
Can't help you.
It's not Halloween. Yep.
America doesn't like those. Sorry. Yep, they'd rather watch Child's Play.
Weird.
Or Carrie.
Okay.
Or Halloween. Trending on Twitter at number three.
Tyra Banks confirms that Coyote Ugly sequel is in the works, either as a movie or a series. It was very popular back in 2000. I remember watching it and loving
burning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That is true. Something is burning. We turned on this heater over here.
Heater.
It's been turned on for a long time, so it's a little dust.
A little dust burning.
Cool. Anyway, you were saying, I just want to make sure the building wasn't burning down.
I know. Smelling fire if you do normally. You should run. So that's it. Yeah, just the movies could be coming out, or a series with Coyote Ugly.
When was the original Coyote Ugly out? I'm trying to remember.
2000.
It was 2000. Yeah. It's been 20 years.
I know. And I remember seeing it. I probably shouldn't have, but it was pretty good.
Remember the bar? It was a Coyote Ugly bar over
Orleans and like
Erie or something, right?
And they were going there. Yeah. The girls dressed up like in the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was a whole bar. Nice. Trending on Twitter, number two.
McDonald's released their spicy nuggets, and that went very well. So now they're releasing some new sweets. Apple fritters, blueberry muffins, and cinnamon rolls will be available October 28th. It's making a stir on Twitter.
All right. Back to the drive-thru. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag how it started and how it's going. Side-by-side pictures trending across all platforms right now. People are doing it for their careers, their relationships, either romantic or friends. Just, where you started in something and how it's going. Now, I guess where it's ending.
It's called hashtag how it happened.
How it started.
How it started.
And how it's going.
How it's going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Follow all of those. Thank you. Hey, Whip.
Eric.
Get that sound effect ready of that CNN guy.
You got it. Joe Johns.
Yeah, Joe Johns. When he was getting attacked by the raccoon yesterday.
Yep, just tell me when.
Have that ready, because I think it's going to work nicely. Hi, Robin.
Hi, good morning.
So Ed Sheeran was once told to dye his hair black in order to be more successful. What were you told to do in order to be more successful?
I had to be meaner. I couldn't be a leader because I was too nice.
Too nice to lead. You had to be a little meaner, have a little more of an edge.
That's right.
Did you take the advice?
No, not at all.
Were you still successful in becoming a leader?
Yes, very much so.
That's great. Good for you.
Just couldn't be mean. If you have to be mean, I suggest trying to do this. Listen to this.
Okay.
Rah! Try that.
Growl. Growl.
Just try that at work.
Just look at people. Rawr.
If somebody says you need to be meaner, you just do this. There you go. Right. It'll also work now. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
You were told what to be more successful?
To not be so happy.
Quit being so happy. Quit being so joyful.
Smiling.
Maybe try doing this. Try doing that more. And did you say, okay, I'll do my best to be less happy?
Oh, heck no.
Yeah. And have you become successful?
Yes.
See, no one knows anything.
Nah.
People that offer you advice don't have a clue what they're talking about.
You just have to be yourself. Just
smile and
ignore them. The mix. See, look at her. See the hives on her neck? And she's breathing into a bag now. Violetta, just the stress of this topic is
yeah,
is hitting her in unprecedented ways.
I know.
Anybody listening who? Well, maybe you had a social media addiction. You had to kick it. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's why you quit.
You go cold turkey.
Yep. Rip the Band-Aid off. Arlie.
Yes.
So let me ask you how old you are.
I am 33 years old.
Uh-huh. And you quit social media.
I did. This is my third week after watching The Social Dilemma. It really, that, first of all, anyone that hasn't seen that show needs to see it. It's so eye-opening.
Heard about that. Yeah all the different tricks they're playing with your brain.
Yeah, they're messing them up there in your jar.
Yes, it's on Netflix. It's like an hour and a half, and it is unreal. So because of that, I decided to quit social media. I deleted it off my phone, and that's been really, really helpful because I noticed. I'm like, I just check it all the time, and I didn't even notice I was doing it.
Arlie, Violetta is starting to cry, so.
Yes, I'm not kidding you guys. You need to watch this show. It is unreal. But
is your life better or worse in the last 3 weeks? Like, what change have you noticed?
I have noticed, first of all, it is way better. I feel so much more present, and I have two girls at home, and I just feel like I'm more in the moment.
Violetta is rolling her eyes now.
Yes,
how can you feel better? You don't know what everybody's having
I'm
for lunch.
Yeah. Okay, but do you still, like, take pictures of your girls? And then, like, if you take the pictures, what do you do with them?
I know. See, that was my thing.
I decide not to share them with complete strangers.
Look at them myself and enjoy them. Wow, weird.
Yeah, but I would, you guys, I was constantly posting on my Instagram stories of my girls and all this stuff. And it really, like, I'm not doing that now. I just find myself looking at the photos and really, like, embracing the moment. It sounds so cliche, but it's so true.
No, I totally, totally get you.
Embracing the moment. Interesting. Hi, thank you for the call, Arlie. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
35.
And you have quit social media?
Yes, I quit Facebook 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Did you feel like the reason for quitting was it you felt addicted to it and you needed to kick it?
Well, at the time I was trying to get pregnant and having a lot of trouble, and it was just
Facebook's fault. Everywhere.
Right. Oh, that's everywhere. Yeah. Again, it makes you feel stressed
that jealousy,
from the outside
that pressure,
world.
That stress.
Yeah.
So I just had just jealousy like crazy because I was so upset, and so I quit, and it just helps because everything's not in your face, and you know, you just kind of can do your own thing. But I haven't looked back since. It's been liberating.
Do you miss it all, seeing nonstop selfies from complete strangers?
A little bit, because friends will talk about it. And I'm like, man, I wish I would have seen it.
Yeah. Violetta's glaring. She is glaring right now. How dare you? I've taken 9 selfies this morning, just so you know. Next morning, Mindbender. Sign of the times, right over Thanksgiving. I mean, right over Halloween to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, there's all this confusion around Halloween. Mm-hmm. Are you going to trick-or-treat? Are you not going to trick-or-treat? Are you only going to trick-or-treat with your family members? Are you going to be in a bubble? Are you going to wrap yourself in saran wrap? I'm gonna, a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Same thing is now spilling into Thanksgiving, where 30% of people plan to do this when it involves their guests at Thanksgiving dinner. What would that be, Cindy?
How does it wear a mask?
Wear masks. No. No. Mm. No. Mm. You might see that, though, but I was caught off guard to find out they're going to do what, Randy?
Take their temperature.
That is exactly right.
Yeah,
your grandma, your Aunt Joan, your cousin from Boston shows up. As they're at the door, you're going to shoot the thing at their forehead and go, I'm going to take your temperature before you're allowed any mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
If this is too high, you're going to get in your car and you're going to leave.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it exciting now to, like, know what your temperature is? Like, I'm always like, but what's my temperature today?
Does it change that much?
Yeah, sometimes. Mm.
Really?
Like, not that much. Mm. But I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's just also a sign of the times. I'm excited to see my temperature now when it's not high.
Did you drink some Red Bull in the past 5 minutes?
Mm-mm.
I mean, poor Randy, you still with me, my man?
Yes, sir.
All right, just making sure. You know, for a second there, you know, you gave the answer, take the temperature, then Violetta hijacked it for the Violetta podcast. All about how exciting it is.
Typical women.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you go, Randy.
I'm with you, my man. Thank you for saying it. Thank you for saying it. It's making it about me.
Oh, my God.
Can't live without us.
I know, Randy, you got it, but I'd like to talk about my temperature. I can honestly say, no, I don't get that excited about knowing my temperature. The only time I care about my temperature is if it's too much.
I know.
Other than that, I don't really care. I'm happy with the way that it is.
Right.
Like, I go in where I play golf, before you can get in, they take your temperature. And they, you know, point the thing in your head. I've never once asked him what mine is.
Oh, I always do.
He just
do.
Takes it and he goes, all right, you're good. See ya. That's
Here,
it.
I'm just curious.
That's it. 30% of people plan to take their guest temperature before letting them in for Thanksgiving dinner. So, you know, you might have to go, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
Can't let you in. Gonna have to get back into your Impala and drive home.
Aww.
Sorry.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Sorry. My grandpa drove.
Are you serious?
See, I know my grandpa.
It's still in the garage.
Yeah.
He's been gone for 20 years.
And it's still in the garage?
It's still in my grandma's garage, but that's another story.
That's great.
What?
54% of people plan to enforce strict social distancing rules at their holiday gatherings. 46% of people plan on making a comprehensive list of party guests to make contact tracing easier.
Oh.
37% of people plan to let only one person serve food and drinks, you know, to limit the contact.
Okay.
27% of people plan to hold their party outside. That could be a bit brisk at Thanksgiving.
But that would help.
And 40% of people are planning a virtual Thanksgiving on Zoom, which sounds like pure hell.
Yeah. Well, I know, but that's what I thought the answer was going to be.
Pure hell. Did you see Dr. Anthony Fauci? Says his daughters are refusing to be a part of Thanksgiving with him this year.
Ooh, because of health reasons?
Because he's 79 years old and they don't want to risk it.
You never know. That's a thing.
Yeah.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, won't be spending Thanksgiving with his daughters this year, despite his and his wife's desires. He wants to.
Yeah.
His wife wants to. His two daughters, who are 28 and 34, said, uh-uh. We don't want to take the risk of traveling and the risk that it would pose to our parents' health.
I totally get that.
Dad, you know you're a young, vigorous guy, Fauci said they told him, but you're 79 years old. We're not coming.
Mm-mm. That's true.
You don't risk it.
Look at that. And let me jump another holiday for you.
Okay.
All right, now we jump from Thanksgiving to
Christmas.
That's right. 23% of people plan to give disinfectant wipes as a gift this year. Oh. 1 in 4.
That's a good stocking stuffer.
1 in 4 people are given wipes. Welcome to the year from hell. Couples wedding RSVP offers better meals for guests who give expensive gifts. Guests call the concept horrific. Like if Violetta did this, Melissa.
Oh, my God.
And for up to $250 gift, you get the roast chicken.
That's
for $500, you get the sliced steak and poached salmon.
That's nice.
For $1,000, you get the filet and lobster. What are you going to be eating, Melissa?
Well, what if I give even less than all those that money option?
You can't come.
You'll be over at the bag of chips table.
Because I'm mad that I'm given those choices. You don't
cheapest
like chicken?
Cheapest wedding ever. Shannon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We were at a wedding in Michigan, and it was a potluck. So
potluck.
We all brought a dish.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Keg beer in a barn.
Right.
So
you all had to bring a dish. What did you bring to the wedding, Shannon?
I brought like a pasta salad.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Hi, I'm here for the wedding. These are my scallop potatoes.
I love scallop potatoes.
That's what I said. I would bring them. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, so this was a buffet style in Zion, Illinois at the VFW.
Nice.
It was super dried out fried chicken, just like a plain garden salad with bottles of Hidden Valley Ranch.
Nice.
There was no order, so like you were in line with the bridal party cash bar, but they didn't tell anybody it was cash, so
right. Nobody
had cash.
Right. Yeah, dried up chicken. Everybody loves chicken. Crew. The cheapest wedding ever. You were there, Marty.
Yes. It was ham roll-ups, cocktail weenies,
and
potato chips.
Oh, that sounds like you might have actually accidentally stumbled into a picnic, not a wedding.
It was in the back room of the VFW hall. It was also cash bar.
Wow.
And I gave them a check for $50, and I think I paid for their whole wedding.
I would think you may. Yeah. That's a lot of cocktail weenies.
Sure.
Man, cocktail weenies are good.
Yeah, they are.
Doris, cheapest wedding ever.
We had tuna salad on hamburger buns with beer and water.
Ouch. Doesn't sound so bad. Tuna salad.
It was a great wedding, though. We played quarters.
Played quarters and ate tuna salad on hamburger buns.
I love it.
I love love. Yep. Cheapest wedding ever. Jeff.
There was a loaf of white bread, a package of bologna, mustard or mayonnaise choice, and American slices, and the bride and groom were dressed in camouflage.
Nice.
Camo.
Bologna sandwiches and camouflage brides. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I kind of want to go to these. You know, these are weddings I'd like to go to.
Yeah. Really?
Emily, cheapest wedding ever.
It was at an apartment complex clubhouse, and they served a pan of chicken nuggets and a pan of cube cheese. And
cube cheese and chicken nuggets. Wedding season.
Friday.
That's
Bridezilla
right.
Stories on the way. Just as much fun as croquet. Friday. Oh, yeah.
Is it weird that I'm right now craving cube cheese?
No.
That sounds so good. It's the mix. All right, a big pile of stories to get to today on Story Friday.
Perfect.
You ready?
Yep.
Remember that Travis Scott meal at McDonald's?
Yeah, big
stuff.
Everybody was crazy about it.
Came with a quarter pounder and bacon.
That's it. The Travis Scott meal was so popular that it helped lift McDonald's out of a pandemic sales slump.
Really?
Wow. Oh, people loved it.
Well, I tried it, but I just can't believe it helped McDonald's that much.
According to the Wall Street Journal, McDonald's revealed that comparable sales at U.S. restaurants rose 4.6% from July to September. They can directly attribute it to the Travis Scott meal.
It was delicious.
Michael Jordan, he's coming back to the big screen.
Oh, wow.
Sure,
really?
You got Christopher Walken and Robert De Niro and Rob Riggle, but now Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Returning to the big screen in Michael Jordan to the Max.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan to the Max, returning to IMAX theaters for the first time since its initial release 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
The 45-minute film follows Jordan through his last season and final championship run as a Bull. Lawrence Fishburne narrates.
Cool.
Britney Spears' lawyer likens her to a comatose patient.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's not good.
What is this girl? I feel so bad for her.
Something's
just off in that whole situation.
Yep, she's got to really pull that together. Somebody who has pulled it together, and I can't wait to see it. The West Wing stars are reuniting in the trailer you've probably seen for the HBO Max special.
Yeah.
Love the West Wing.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Have you watched it?
I haven't seen the special, no.
No, but have you watched the West Wing?
Yeah. I used to watch it, and I feel like a lot of things got past me. Like, I'm not smart enough to watch it, but
very
I want to watch it.
Yeah. Everybody wants Martin Sheen to be president. There you go. The West Wing special to benefit When We All Vote premieres October 15th on HBO Max. You were saying something, Violetta?
I just found it interesting. The first episode, like POTUS was in the first episode. They got like a text message because it's kind of dated when you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And POTUS wasn't like a popular term, which I didn't realize before West Wing.
Yeah, that's when it kind of caught on, which of course stands for what, Melissa?
President of the United States.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Tesla owner's accidental butt dial cost the driver a $4,000 upgrade.
Well, how did this happen?
Yep. Ali Vaziri says he essentially butt dialed a $4,280 software upgrade, and now he says he's getting the runaround about a refund. My phone was in my jeans. I took it out and put it on this charger that comes with your Tesla, and that's it. A minute later, he received a text confirming his purchase.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Yep. You like a girl with long legs, Whip?
Oh, don't I?
You like a 6'10" girl with long legs?
Well, it depends on the rest of what she looks like.
6'10" teen girl nabs the Guinness record for the longest legs. Oh. She's 6'10", a Texan girl, Macy Kern, who's 17, still growing. Her wow. right leg measures 53.25 inches.
Oh my God.
Just her leg.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to stereotype it, but she could probably dominate basketball.
Yeah, one would guess.
Yeah, if she's athletic
to.
At all.
Right. 6'10". So in heels, I mean, just start thinking about it. She stands significantly taller than her 6'5" father and her mother, who's 5'7".
Whoa.
Somehow, she's 6'10". Mm-hmm. Google can now tighten your shoelaces for you.
No, really?
Yep.
How do they do that?
Mashable says people who own Nike's self-lacing Back to the Future sneakers can now use Google Assistant to tighten and loosen their laces. That's the ultimate in lazy.
I mean, yeah. Seriously.
Or cool.
Google. Melissa thinks
that's
it's cool.
Cool.
The world thinks it's lazy. Melissa's like,
no.
Oh my God, it'd be so awesome. I'd never have to tie my shoes again.
You just sit there and watch it
I
happen.
I mean, that takes up so much effort and time. If I could get all that time back that I spend tying my shoes, imagine all I could accomplish in this world. Google Assistant now works with 30 Android apps, including one that is compatible with Nike's Run Club. The tightening begins when someone simply says, hey, Google, tighten my shoes and do something about the fact that I'm so freaking lazy. And finally, on Story Friday, sex-crazed duck attacks mailman.
Oh.
Wow, how do we know it was sex crazed?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Pretty good guess. British mailman named Steve Hines was recently attacked by a duck named Bob.
How do we know his name?
How do we know his name?
I'm dying to hear the rest.
Well, I'm going to get to it if you just give me a chance.
Yeah, well, it's flowing out of me.
So mailman Steve Hines posted the following apology note from Bob's owner. See, Bob's owner said Steve an apology. It says, to our postman, we are so sorry Bob has been attacking you. Let us let you know he attacks us too. It turns out in the note they attached to the gate, he used to be lovely and cuddly. Now he's a vicious sex maniac.
No.
We have put him in a pen, and hopefully he won't escape.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's tough being a mailman. We have to find out what people are talking about this morning. Did our first check at 7 a.m. Here's our second look over at the social media desk with Violetta. You ready?
Yes.
Top three things at number three.
Surprise, Mindy Kaling reveals that she gave birth to her second baby. This is news to a lot of people because nobody even knew she was pregnant. Well, she probably knew she was pregnant, but the general public did not know.
It's the second time she's done this.
Why do they keep it a secret? What's the reason?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, there's so many different things. Like, I've speculated about her. Like, maybe she just has a boyfriend and she wants to keep it quiet. Or maybe she's using, like, for, you know, men as, like, you know, hello. Little help there.
Are you okay?
I think you're not in vitro. You know, using some male, you know
I know how babies are made.
Well, an anonymous man. Maybe she's going to a sperm bank.
Because that's
okay, he's going to a sperm bank. I'll just say it.
That's not a bad thing.
No, I know.
Hey, don't say anything.
It's just I was like, is that too crude to be saying early in the morning, you know, the word sperm? Yeah. It's like, it felt weird to say that word.
Well, I'm glad we were able to get through that. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Mexican pizzadilla is trending, and it might make your mouth water.
What is it called?
A Mexican pizzadilla.
Mexican pizzadilla.
Yes. So it's all the goodness of a loaded quesadilla layered over and over and baked like a pizza.
Oh, Whip would love that.
I would love it. Yeah.
Because you love quesadillas and pizza.
I know. Together.
It looks so good.
I need one now.
Have one of those every day and trending on Twitter, number one.
Harry Styles and Niall Horan are trending after Harry posted, "If you hate Niall, unfollow me ASAP." That led to millions of likes and caused hashtag Niall Horan is love to trend. A quick side note, though, I went to Harry Styles' Twitter to check up on this and see exactly how many likes and retweets, and it's actually not there, so he must have deleted it.
Really?
But it is trending still.
It already had its impact. Mm. Yeah, you don't mess with Niall Horan.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.